Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On that as an actual kept statistic, and that might have changed his statistical profile had they done so.
He still leads the Chicago Bears all time for interceptions by a linebacker, and they've had some great linebackers in this franchise for sure. So thanks for letting me talk about Doug. I'm going to talk more about him at 120 with Ed Obradovich, and I thank you both. Layla's segment today, I can tell you from a friend of mine that works in education, it's so weird, Layla, because she quoted the exact same thing to me. LinkedIn is not a dating app.
I just want people to know. And I got a lot of women agreeing with me. And one dude who was like, now you're going to make it even more of a dating app. And to you, I say, sir, if I controlled people, I probably wouldn't be doing this radio job. I'd be doing something a little bit more serious and above my pay grade.
Agreed.
I don't control anybody. LinkedIn is not a dating app.
It is.
This has been a public service announcement.
I appreciate that. I'll talk to you both tomorrow. I'm going to talk with Cubs manager David Ross momentarily. That is Bernstein and Rahimi.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. And Odyssey Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The track producer. The track man. Rick Kemp.
Not to be confused with Bathtub Crank. That would be different. Thanks to Craig Calcaterra and Casey Johnson for joining us today. We appreciate the work of Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch with the Twitch stream and the chat. Jay Zawoski, Jordan Malley, everybody involved. And thanks for listening as well. Lawrence Holmes is here. Transition brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto. Hard to believe it's been 6 years since we lost our friend Doug.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a lot over the last couple of days on like what type of show I wanted to do today or how I wanted to honor Doug, because I really valued him. And as a recent, he was just great. He was really, really wonderful. And like that thing that they, I'm going to have OB on the show, by the way, today.
Oh,
cool.
At 120, OB is going to be on the show, and they used to love that. Like, that was one of their favorite bits, was to talk about their crack staff and their crack producer, Brendan McCaffrey. So I'm looking forward to talking with OB about Doug, but anyone who ever encountered Doug, and that's one of the amazing things about him, is that if you had a minute with Doug where you saw him walking out of a restaurant or you saw him at a remote, he had a way of making you feel very special. And he took a lot of time with a group of us that were like younger than Dan, like that kind of next group. I'm kind of like at the end of the old guys, but like that next group down, whether it was Jay Zawoski or Jason Goff, like he really took a lot of time and didn't act like he was better than everyone. I think that's one of the amazing things about almost everyone who's come through here who had a name before they came here. You could have a conversation with Norm. Like he would just treat you like you were his friend and you were his colleague. Same thing with OB. Same thing with Hamp. Same thing with Doug. And it's that type of thing where it's so amazing where you're like, You know, Doug Buffon was my dad's favorite player. And for me to be able to do shows with Doug, and my father would be like, you're going to get to work with Buffon? And I'm like, yeah. And it was a thrill for him, and it was a thrill for me. To be able to watch football with Doug was better than going to graduate school. Like, him and OB, I'll never forget this. We were out at a casino. I think we were at Four Winds in New Buffalo. And they were going to do the post-game show. And it was that awful first Thursday night game that Cutler played in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Terry and I were in Arlington Heights, downtown Arlington Heights, the next day. I remember that show. Oh, that was the five interceptions with two in the end zone, right?
Yes, one to a lineman. Like, what? Like, one of them was on the goal line to a lineman. And when I tell you that the way that those two guys reacted in the moment, the way that they had to censor themselves from what they were thinking at the moment versus what happened when you cracked the microphone was just unbelievable. And they tell you stuff. Like, they tell you about how the game was. And he's just a wonderful human being that you try to grab from everyone that you encounter. If someone did something good for you, what I've been trying to do is, like, incorporate that into who I am. Like, take something that is distinctly Doug, meaning, like, trying to treat people the way that he treated people, or taking something that Terry did, where Terry would always reach down his hand to younger people in our business to try and help make them better. He'd do it in his bizarre way, but he would always do it. So trying to take a little bit of what those guys meant to those of us who were in the building and the time, it's important. Like, I think it's a really important thing. I'm glad that we commemorate Doug as much as we do, because people who maybe didn't start listening until 5 years ago, and they're like, they don't have a connection with Doug. The hope is that through us, they can understand what that guy meant to everyone in the building and for the station. Like, how important Doug Buffon was for the growth of this radio station.
Yeah, I also think it shouldn't be lost. Something that's really important when we talk about former athletes who become broadcasters, that especially in beloved people in big cities, there are a lot of guys who coast.
Yep.
There are a lot of guys who show up and say, hey, I am who I am, and that's all I need to do, and just, you know, you put my name on something, and we're all good. He did the work. You know, he didn't. He would sit there in the lunchroom back on Belmont,
yep,
and make notes and put together his thoughts and have everything. And he watched games. Like, this wasn't just a semi-retirement kind of thing for him. It wasn't just like, hey, I'm Doug Buffon, let's turn on a mic and we'll yuck it up. Like, he did the work. And that's what I took away from it, doing countless shows with him. His level of preparation, and it set a high standard for me to know that it was good for me to see at a very young age, to see a guy who probably didn't have to do all the work that he did chose to do it, because that's just how he was wired.
Dan, I was a young producer just starting out. I was producing Les's show. It was my first full time job, and you'd see Doug just stroll in at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he'd be like, oh, little buddy, you know, when the papers come, let me know. And then that's just him with his coffee sitting there. And this is Doug Buffon. Like, he doesn't have to do that. Like, he could have coasted, and he chose not to. And seeing that you understood exactly what type of player Doug was from how he prepared as a broadcaster. And I think that that's really amazing. And one of my favorite things about going to Canton, I went to Canton when Urlacher was inducted into the Hall of Fame. They have everything broken down. And we all know that Doug wasn't a Hall of Fame player, but there's a picture of him and Butkus that is prominent in the 60s and 70s, like, area inside the Hall of Fame. And I saw it. It's like it's wall size. So it's a little bit bigger than life size. And to see my guy, Doug Buffon, like, I cried to seeing him up there, like, seeing that 5-5, even though it's, of course, with Dick Butkus, But to see him at least be in Canton, even though he's not in Canton, was one of the coolest things of that experience.
Well, the relationship they had, too, was and if, in fact, Doug insists that if, in fact, they had kept track of sack numbers, what did he say, 20-some in 1 year was what he always said, but he missed out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.